Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Invasion of a Small Planet by Robert Reed. The story was first published in Asimov's magazine in June 2006. I listened to this on the Escape Pod podcast, episode 107. Invasion of a Small Planet is essentially a riff on Arthur C. Clarke's 2001 A Space Odyssey, and is told in a very strange, detached way. The story recounts the life of a doomed TV series, which is set in the future world of 2016. Don't know if you can imagine such a time. In this world, we have a startup company, a little bit like Netflix, distributes videos online, and it's bought this science fiction TV show. Now, when we get the descriptions of the TV show, it's a very boring show. There's a lot of hard science. And in the first episode, we discover that there's a alien artifact lodged into a meteorite that is the size of 2 grains of rice. After some examination, the device opens itself up to reveal a diamond, and that diamond starts to give out light, projecting images and alien words onto the wall. This TV series is so bad that it is cancelled after the 5th episode, but because of its really unusual take on science, it generates a fan base in the scientific community. When the series is re-released as a box set, we get to see why the series was cancelled, and it's because the 6th episode is a one-take journey through the solar system, and scientists believe that this is a really accurate rendering of what the solar system was like about 250 million years ago. So we pass Mars and it's wet, and then it comes down to Earth and we see proto-mammals, strange types of lizards, and so we get a glimpse into this world of the past. And the conclusion that many people start to draw about this film is that it is actually genuine, that it is the work of an alien. And then there's all this mystery going on with who actually made the film, how was the film produced. And so we're left at the end with a lot of unanswered questions. Now, when the researchers work out what is going on with this artifact, what it's trying to communicate, we find out that it is about the futility of trying to explore the stars, about the idea that space is empty, that even if we did travel to another solar system, our values and norms would be so different that it would be impossible and pointless to communicate. It would be futile. But of course, this raises a question. Maybe that's what the aliens want us to think. Have you read it? I really enjoyed this story. Thought it was a lot of fun. You can let me know what you think by visiting my website. It's johncronshaw.com. That's johncronshaw.com. Where I'm posting all these episodes, just find a link at the side that says Short Science Fiction Review. I'm also posting some of my own fiction on there as well, so you're more than welcome to check that out. So until next time, cheerio.